Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, welcome to today's episode of Next Chapter Empty Nest. I have big news today, huge news, and it is that I quit my job. I worked for 26 years for the same company, and for the most part, I loved it, I have to say. I mean, everything has its pros and cons, but it was a good company to work for, great benefits. I loved my job most of the time. You know, it's very busy but hectic, and I could use my brain. It wasn't just mindless work, and it was just very different every day. So I liked that part of it. But it just became a time where it was time to try something new. And we kind of had talked about it, my husband and I, for the last couple of years when my oldest daughter went away to college, that, you know, we should maybe look into doing this when our youngest goes to college. He has his own business, so he has a little more flexibility and can do kind of his own thing. Obviously, he's very dedicated to it, but, you know, he doesn't have to get vacation approved and things like that. And I still had to. So I just wanted more flexibility to be able to go see my kids because they're away at college. So I, of course, want to see them more. Like more regularly, like have more of a schedule once a month, but not obnoxiously, you know, living their college life with them or anything. But they are about 10 hours away. So I did want to be able to go and see them on occasion more than I've been able to see my older daughter. Because, you know, no matter how much vacation time you have, it's still limited. You still have to get it approved. And there's only so much of it. And it was difficult sometimes because I'd have to miss things that I wanted to go to for her or times that I wanted to be down there visiting my oldest daughter over the last 2 years. And I just couldn't. Or I feel like I'm good when I can see her every month. But when it was like a couple months went by without seeing her, either her coming home or us going there, then it made it more difficult for me and for all of us, I think. And I just wanted more flexibility anyways. And it's been 26 years is a long, long time to be anywhere. And I, first of all, think that I'm crazy in some ways because I am such a planner and I want everything to be, you know, have a plan. And usually I would have a job lined up. You would think, you know, that would be the wise thing to do. But with my job, it just was very busy, and I found it hard to actually spend quality time looking for a job. And I also want more time to dedicate to things like this. Like, I want to be more consistent with podcasting and look into some other things, some creative endeavors that I have that I'd like to work on and do. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, I did think I was crazy. Really? You're going to quit your job when both kids are in college? Who can do that? Who would do that? Who would want to do that of all times? But again, we've been planning it and somewhat, I guess, planning it. But I guess I feel like, are we secure enough to do this? But I was thinking to myself, even if we had $7 billion in the bank, I would still be like, are we okay? Are we going to be okay doing this? You know, it's just that mindset to plan and always be prepared, I guess. Always be prepared, like I'm a scout or something. But yeah, I just find it crazy of all times. Like, this is when you decide to quit your job when you have two kids in college. Is that the wisest thing? Probably not in some ways, but it's also freeing and liberating. Like, I'm so excited in some ways. I'm scared to death, of course, in other ways, but I'm super excited to be able to try new things, to not have to wake up on a set schedule every day and have to be out the door by 6:30 in the morning, and just those kind of things. I like the idea of I live in New York and the US, and we do daylight savings time, and in the winter time it gets to be dark at early 4:30, 5 o'clock at night, and then it's dark until late the next morning, 7, 8, whatever in the next morning. And around here, it tends to be cloudy and overcast. So I was really starting to dread the thought of that, like not being able to see daylight. That's so hard to do, to go to work when it's dark out and get out when it's dark out and not really have any windows or, you know, seeing daylight at all. And even if I'm here in my house, I can look out and see the daylight. I've been taking my dog for a walk and being out in the daylight, which is amazing for you as well. It's supposed to be very, very good for your body and for my soul. I feel like it's very good for my soul to be outside and to see daylight and to be in it and experience it and breathe the fresh air every day, which you don't necessarily do if you're going to a regular corporate job. You know, you go from your home to your car to your business, and there's not much time in between. So I'm really enjoying that so far. The last 2 weeks, my last day was 2 weeks ago. It was on my birthday. It's kind of like a little birthday present to myself. And I've been walking the dog almost every day and just getting out there and enjoying it. And yeah, I just want to exercise every day because I feel like now with this time, I need to make me a priority, my health a priority. So that's amazing that now I have this time to take the time to cook a nice meal for myself, a healthy meal, and to really plan and have time to plan instead of just get home at night and open the freezer because I forgot to take out something the night before and like, hey, I can actually plan ahead. You know, it's 10 a.m. and I can get something out of the freezer for it to be thawed in time. Or I can plan ahead and see what I have and not just grab stuff. What's convenient, what's easy, what's going to be done rather quickly. So that's been nice. I've actually enjoyed it. I thought, oh, now, you know, if I'm not bringing home a paycheck, I'm gonna have to cook more often. I was kind of like, oh, about it, but I'm actually enjoying it and trying some different things. So yeah, I just marinated some meat last night and have it ready to go in today, and threw in some. I'm like, oh, I should throw in these vegetables. Oh, what about these vegetables? And I think there's more vegetables than meat in there, and so it's a really healthy meal. And I don't know, I just feel like I have the time to be creative in some ways, including for meals. So that was really enlightening so far that I've had time and I've actually wanted to cook, and I have cooked and really enjoyed it and actually taken the time to think about it and to plan ahead and buy what I need and to make a healthy meal instead of just, okay, what can I get on the table in the next half hour? So that's been great too. I've also liked that I feel like I've visited a little more with my parents the last couple weeks, and that's been nice to just be relaxed and visit, not just like, oh, I really should stop by there and, you know, fit it in on the weekend in my somewhat free time. So I feel like I've had a little more time for that, and I've talked to other people, friends of mine who live away. I've had time to actually have a conversation on the phone with them, and that's been really nice too, just to be able to take the time. My friend moved away recently, and I don't see her as often, and I just haven't, I rarely get time to call her, and I actually drove to see my kids in the 10-hour drive, and last week I did that, and I called her on the way down, and we talked for a little over 2 hours, and then about 5 days later, I was driving back, I called her again, and we talked for 3 hours. So that was so, I didn't realize how much I had missed that. You know, I tell myself, oh, I should really give her a call sometime. And then when I'm working, you come home and get all your regular stuff done, then, you know, it's time for bed. And so it was just nice to have that time, even though I was driving. It's like, hey, I can call her and see what she's up to. And it was so nice that we both were available and could talk together and spend that time. And we just talked about so many things that we hadn't talked about at all or in a really long time. And it was just nice to catch up on a lot of things. And we really did just talk for that whole amount. It wasn't like it was silent at all. I thought we would only talk the second time. I was like, oh, I'll give her a call. Maybe, you know, on the way back home, it just breaks up the time. Oh, the last 3 hours of my trip were excellent because I talked to her the whole time. So it flew by and I felt awake and alert and I didn't stop. Like sometimes when I'm just driving a long distance, it just makes me, I just want to stop more often so I can, I guess, just get out and have a change of pace and walk around the rest area and go to the bathroom and maybe get a drink or something to eat. And I just need a distraction. And she was my distraction for 3 hours. So that was amazing. I made my best time then, as my husband said, because he was watching. Once in a while, he'll check. We have each other on Life 360 and the kids and stuff. And because he travels a lot, so I'll check and see where he's at sometimes instead of calling him if that's all I need to know, especially locally. If he's, I'll see where he is. I'm like, oh, I can't really call him now. He's busy meeting with somebody, so I won't call. And so he was just checking how I was doing on the drive. He's like, oh, you made really good time that last part of your trip. I was like, yeah, because I was talking the whole time. So that was a great thing. And also, as far as wanting, quitting my job for flexibility, it was great that I got to go down and visit my kids. They had a 4-day fall break, and I just wanted to go see them and be able to see them, especially my youngest, who's new at college this year, and it was a nice visit, and we went and got pedicures, and went to a park, and we went to the beach, and just did a few things, and hung out, and she liked being at our place down there, where she could just sleep in her own room without sharing it with somebody, and that she could shower without shoes on, so those were her highlights, I guess. So, but it was just nice to be able to spend time with her. And my older daughter, she's a junior at college, so she's not as, I guess, doesn't, has her own life. She's created her own life as a junior. She has created her own life in the last 2 years. So she's fine not seeing us as much. So I did go and see her and have dinner with her and spent the night and then left from there when I saw her from her place and went home. So it was a short visit, but it was great to just to be able to spend time with both of them and have that quality time with them, which I wouldn't have had with unless I had moved my vacation time around and, you know, finagled stuff and all that. But then I would have had to probably give up something else, you know, another trip down there if I was working full time. So the downside, I guess, of quitting my job is that it's scary. It's definitely scary. Like I said before, I'm a planner and normally I like it all planned out and I do have some things I want to do, but I don't have anything planned as far as a backup job or a job that I'm heading to just yet, but it sure is nice to take this time, but it's scary too when I stop and think about it, like, you know, what about medical insurance? So I'm looking into that. What are our alternatives? We have insurance for my job. I quit at the beginning of the month, so I have it through the end of the month. But then what? That's obviously something huge here in the U.S. I kind of envy those in other countries like Canada where they everyone gets it because they have a little more flexibility. I've heard they have more people have their own business, that kind of thing. But then again, I've also heard the downsides of how sometimes it's hard to get in and sometimes they travel to the U.S. to get surgeries done and things. I have heard of that. So anyways, but the medical care, that's tough. I mean, my job paid for a big portion of it. So we're looking into that. What do we do? What kind of coverage do we get? What's affordable? What's reasonable? So that's the big thing, I guess. But it really isn't fair in some ways that's what makes people stay in a job, even if they're not currently happy or they don't necessarily want to stay in that job. That's often keeps people there because of a medical emergency without healthcare. It can be catastrophic and totally destroy you and your finances and your family and everything else and your lifestyle, all that just by, something going wrong. So that's my priority this week. I'm looking into that and hopefully going to make some decisions and find something that works for us. We have different options with the kids being in college. There's that. And I've reached out to some people to find out more information. So as I gather that this week, then we'll be able to make a decision. So then that will be a relief. but it is more coming out of pocket too. So that's a concern as well. So we have to make sure it's reasonable for us and figure it out. And will that make me, have to find a job sooner with insurance? You know, there's that concern too. If it's super expensive, am I just going to have to, which it is no matter what, but is it super, super expensive or, manageable expensive? How soon will I have to find a job that has benefits? And I also think, what would I want to do if I do look for a job? What kind of a job do I want? Like, do I want to do my own business, my own entrepreneurship with like the podcast and a few ideas that I have? Are those enough to, be, significant to us? So would I make enough money to support us on that, my portion? would it be much of a contribution or not, you know, but that's a concern. And so if I need to get a job, then what kind of a job am I going to get? You know, I'd like something that's remote because people I know that have remote jobs, it seems pretty fabulous. Like they have a lot of flexibility. They work from home and they just, I don't know, they just are happier. They seem very happy. They seem less stressed. They seem, you know, like they just have more time to get other stuff done because they aren't commuting. And some people work these jobs where it's full time, but then when it's done, it's done. Like you can be done like when it's done. So that's like a new concept to me, I guess. Just having been in the corporate world all this time, you know, if you are scheduled 8 hours, you work the 8 hours, if not more. So that's new to me that that's a new concept. So that would be interesting and intriguing as well to try something new. So that does interest me as well to work a full-time job that's flexible and remote would be amazing. And my husband keeps trying to send me these jobs and find me these jobs, and they're always like customer service. And you know, one is like Amazon. He's like, "Oh, look, it's work from home. It's remote. All you have to do is say, 'Oh, your package will be there tomorrow.'" I'm like, please, are you kidding me? Like, do you think that's really all it is? And you know, I'm thinking it's the people, "Where is my package?" And they're yelling at you, like, "Where's my package?" So I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll find something. And I know it's going to work out because things always do. They always seem to work out. And I'm not just going to sit home and, you know, watch TV and eat bonbons or anything. And, you know, we really have been thinking about this for a while. So I think it's good. And we're both very cautious about it, my husband and I, just because. Like all summer, I was like, okay, I want to quit now. And he'd be like, well, hold on, hold on. Maybe you should wait a little while. And then, like, I swear the next month, he'd be like, well, I thought you were going to quit. When are you going to quit? And I'd say, well, hold on, hold on. I don't know if we should just yet, you know, that kind of thing. So I think we both know that, you know, we'll work well together and figure this out and make it happen and be a positive experience for both of us and for our family. I think it's gonna work out and that we'll be happy. And also, you know, I left on good terms with my previous employer, and it's a great company. So I have nothing against them at all. And, you know, I just wanted something different. And maybe at some point it's a company that's growing, maybe they will have something that's new and different that I'm interested in. So, I'm keeping that option open as well. It's always something I could go back to. I think I would be welcome there. I was a great employee and got along with people and knew other people, was a good worker, hard worker. So, you know, that's always an option too. And I just keep that in mind. A lot of people wouldn't or would think, why would you ever do that? Why would you go back? Why would you leave if you know, consider going back? But I had read something from someone who had retired, and he retired and then, like, 6 months later, looked for a job. And it was just an article on him, and he was saying how he wished he could have taken a 6 month break. It's not like that he really wanted to leave, but maybe he was just, you know, burnt out with the job itself or just, you know, wanted some time. And so he, after being retired for 6 months, he decided to go and work and do something else. And so I find that interesting. So I'm definitely, even if I do my own thing, and yeah, I do the podcast and I do a few other things, maybe a job would be good for me and something that I do want to do. So, and maybe going back isn't a bad option either if something new came up, something different, and I think I said before that I did like my job. It was the same job for 26 years, but it was also different every day. So I did like that part of it. But just want to see what else is out there in the world, and that's okay too. And I think, however things fall, it's okay to take a break, and it's okay to find something new and to explore. How else are we going to grow and learn? I'm still willing to learn and grow. Like, life is not over just because we're over 50 or we're an empty nester and, our kids are off and we're just sit home with nothing to do. It's not like that. It doesn't have to be like that. And it's not going to be like that for me. So, I'm looking for something new and exciting, and I think it's awesome, and I would encourage anyone else to as well, if that's they're just feeling like they want something new, and it's refreshing to think about new things and to not do the whole same thing day in and day out for for 26 years. Even though my job was different each day, like I still had to be there around 7, and although they were very flexible, so I do like that. There was a lot of good things about it too, and but there's going to be good things now as well. So I appreciate you listening to me today. And have you done anything like this? Have you just, quit your job and try to figure things out? And if so, let me know. Or is there something else you did that you totally didn't think you would ever do, and then you did it? Let me know. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram and reach out. I'd love to hear from you and know what you're up to. So, thank you for joining me today, and I will talk to you next time.